One Snowy Week in Spring Hollow by Lucy Knott. Read by Imogen Wild for Saga Egmont. For my Nana. The strongest superhero I have ever known. Prologue. December 2007.
You really think I can do it?
I shout, my voice a touch skittish, trepidation in my tone, followed by an excited squeal. My fists are clenched, hovering by my ears in nervous anticipation. I bend my knees to give me some bounce as I balance on the tree branch without holding on. My arms are stretched out above my head, ready for takeoff.
Of course you can do it, Scar. We're superheroes, and superheroes fly.
Devon yells up from the safety of the grass. I don't think that now is the time to inform him that Captain America doesn't fly, and neither does Black Widow. That conversation probably should have happened earlier. So instead, I close my eyes tight, squeeze my fists harder, do three small bounces on the balls of my feet with my knees bent, and leap into the air with an almighty roar. When I open my eyes, I see the ground rapidly approaching. I start flapping my arms manically like a wild bird, totally not like Superman. Within half a second, I hear a loud crunch. I don't feel any pain, yet the ground is right under my nose, and the thin blades of grass are tickling my eyelashes. I exhale all the air in my lungs, and that's when it hits me. I hear screaming, but I can't quite tell if it's my voice, Devon's, or both. The pain in my wrists is excruciating. Tears are flooding my face, forming a puddle in the snowy, slushy, muddy earth. I can't move. I register Devon shouting words at me, but can't make out what he's saying. If he's asking me if I'm okay, he's lost his mind. I can't feel my hands. I think I'm going to be sick. For the first time in my 12 years of existence, I think I'm going to faint. But worse than that, I don't think I believe in superheroes anymore. My lips are pursed into an O shape, and I am aware that they have been stuck like this since my lunch arrived an hour ago, because they are actually starting to hurt, but I'm allowed to pout. My world has drastically flipped upside down. Being upset is natural. Open your mouth, Scar, Devon says, frustration in his voice. I deepen the crease between my brows, pucker my lips a little more, and defiantly shake my head. I will not open my mouth.
Your cape got caught on a branch, Scar, that's all. I saw it. You jumped and it whipped you back, disabling flight mode,
Devon explains for the 10th time this afternoon. He's taking my no longer believing in superheroes pretty hard. I am too. I don't want to eat, and I am mad at both Devon and Superman for making me think I could fly. I wince as both my casted wrists tingle and prickle with pain. Devon tries again to feed me from the bowl of mush, which has grown colder while we've argued. He brings the spoon up to my mouth. My mum is sat at the base of my bed while Devon's is stood by the window. Both have their lips drawn thin, no doubt individually plotting more ways to keep me and Devon apart, and thinking how they can put a stop to Devon and I watching superhero movies for good. Our parents are not close. Each blames the other for our behaviour and antics. This is, after all, our second trip to the hospital this month. Only 2 weeks ago, we were testing out super strength when Devon dropped a log on his foot, breaking two of his toes. But they healed quickly, just like Devon had told me they would, because it doesn't take Wolverine months to recover, so it wouldn't take Devon long either. They were one and the same, being one of Devon's favourite superheroes and all. We accumulated our powers from our favourite heroes. I shake my head again, not wanting to eat the mysterious gloop on the spoon or to talk to Devon. We've been planning this one for months, studying our Superman DVDs, flicking through our comics and checking the aerodynamics with our action figures. We found the tallest tree and had my mum iron our capes. So what had gone wrong?
Scar, you can't stop talking to me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?